Report, crime up in almost every NYC precinct, rate doubles in 5. By Catherine Hamilton on February 9, 2022. Nearly every New York City Police Department, NYPD, precinct has seen an increase in crime in 2022. And the rate has doubled in 5, a more than 100% increase, the New York Post reported Tuesday. According to the publication, which analyzed NYPD crime statistics, 72 out of NYC's 77 police precincts have seen crime rise this year. Only 5 are at 2021 levels or have dropped below last year's rates. The 110th precinct, located in Elmhurst, Queens, has seen the largest increase in crime as of Sunday, with a more than 142% increase over last year, the report states. The biggest percentage hikes in the precinct were for grand larcenies, with 197 incidents so far this year after just 43 at the same point in 2021, felony assaults, which rose to 59 from 28, and robberies, with 30 this year compared to 18 last year, the Post continued. The 26th precinct in Harlem has seen the second highest crime rate increase, NYPD reporting a 122% spike in incidents this year. The jump is largely due to an increase in assaults, grand larceny, and burglaries. According to the report, the precinct in Manhattan has seen 30 burglaries this year so far compared to 7 for the same time frame last year. The area has also seen 29 grand larcenies compared to 15 in 2021, and 15 felony assaults compared to 8 last year. The list of the top 5 hardest-hit crime areas was rounded out by the 107th Precinct in Fresh Meadows in Queens, and Brooklyn's 72nd Precinct in Sunset Park and 69th Precinct in Canarsie, data revealed. The Post noted that it compiled its list based on crime percentage increases rather than the actual number of incidents per precinct. Crime is reportedly up 10% from pre-pandemic levels, with an increase in car thefts, felony assaults, and grand larcenies across the city driving the numbers. The only two precincts with similar numbers to last year are 101st in Far Rockaway and the 22nd in Manhattan. The 83rd precinct in Bushwick, Brooklyn, reported a 5.7% drop, while the 79th in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, decreased by nearly 5%, according to the report. Neither the NYPD or City Hall officials responded to the Post's request for comment on Tuesday. Despite reports of rising crime, New York Governor Kathy Hochul claimed there is no data relating the state's controversial soft-on-crime bail reform with rising crime. "I'm looking for the data that shows me that bail reform is the reason that somehow crime is going up," Hochul said in a Monday Post-Journal report. "I'm focused on what I have control over right now." However, as Breitbart News has previously reported, 4 in 10 criminal suspects freed by bail reform in New York are rearrested. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, signed the bail reform measures into state law that allows suspects accused of second-degree manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, child sex crimes, and making threats of terrorism to walk free from jail without ever having to post bail.